From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, little mixtape love. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. It is Thursday, April 10th, 2008. Two major events happening today.
What are they?
Dan Pashman's birthday, first of all. Producer Dan Pashman.
Birthday.
So happy birthday, Dan.
Happy birthday, Dan.
Second, the return of 30 Rock tonight.
Now, this is something, this has been part of your life for a while.
In more ways than one. Let me tell you, I used to work for the people at 30 Rock, and it speaks to me, and I think the show is just funny.
It is really funny. I just recently discovered this show, having not owned a television for many years. I admit it, I just got one, but actually now I'm watching it on my computer. I just found out you can do that. I'm like way behind on this technology, but it is so awesome. And now Tracy Morgan, he's the last little voice in my head before I go to sleep at night.
Oh, that's a little frightening.
It's a little frightening, I know.
But maybe during the writer's strike, you said pshaw to TV. Maybe you had a different reaction, and you went to the web to look at internet videos. Well, believe it or not, internet video is one of the categories in the Webby Awards that were announced, the nominees were announced anyway this week. They have drama and comedy and episodic. So we're going to look at the video nominees from the Webby Awards with someone who watches internet TV for a living.
Also, I mentioned mixtapes. So this is something people of a certain age will remember. This is what we used to do all the time for our girlfriends and boyfriends. Make a mixtape. Can't really do that in the digital era of music, but there's a new site called Muxtape, and you can make little digital versions of mixtapes and post them online. Questions about the legality, we're going to drill down into that with the guy who came up with the idea.
Also, two war veterans will join us to talk about their tour of the United States. They're talking about the war to people in high schools and trying to shore up support for the troops.
We're going to walk you through the day's headlines, of course, but first,
airline passengers, you are now free to go back to Sbarro and Terminal 1 and settle in for a while.
An absolute disaster. I understand there's a four-hour wait just to get to the ticket counter. Shoot me now.
That's Mary Rickard, who would have been a passenger on American Airlines if it hadn't canceled 1,000 flights yesterday to conduct safety inspections.
It doesn't look much better for the country's largest carrier today either, as about 900 more flights will not be taking off today. The semi-shutdown started Tuesday when federal regulators warned American that nearly half its planes could violate a safety requirement for wires to be properly bundled. If those wires rub together, it could cause an electrical short or a fire. American says the passenger safety, though, has not been compromised.
The three-day cancellation total for American, more than 2,400 flights grounded, affecting about 100,000 passengers. Hardest hit were American's hubs in Dallas and Chicago, where passenger Wayne Wishnew was not appeased by apologies nor food vouchers.
American Airlines doesn't seem to really care. They stick you in long lines. Their phone lines are busy. So they may have lost a customer today.
Now, we know what you're thinking. Didn't a bunch of flights just get canceled a couple weeks ago for the same problem? Well, yes. But apparently American didn't get the wire bundling quite right the first time. Here's Roger Frizell, Vice President of Corporate Communications for American.
We took the wires, we sheathed the wires, we bundled the wires, we put connectors on the wires to make sure that there is no sparking. All that had been completed, but to the exact specification, they felt like we hadn't completed. As an example, they felt like the connectors needed to be an inch apart. That's part of the directive. We had, in some cases, an inch and a quarter or an inch and a half.
The Federal Aviation Administration's increased scrutiny comes on the heels of congressional testimony last week in which FAA safety inspectors accused their bosses of cozying up to the airlines and ignoring safety concerns. Again, here's stranded passenger Wayne Wishnew.
They should have been doing this maintenance all along, a few at a time, instead of creating this havoc at the airport. I mean, it's nuts.
American warns that cancellations could continue for another couple days. So if you're traveling, check your flight status before going to the airport.
And you can keep up to date on this story anytime by going to npr.org. Now let's get to some more of today's headlines.